USA News, I'm Jeremy Scott. Searchers in Ukraine are combing through rubble from a Russian blast looking for any survivors after one of the biggest attacks of the war yet. Emergency crews pulled the body of a toddler from the debris before dawn on Saturday. A Russian missile strike tore through an apartment building in central Ukraine, killing 4 people and wounding 13. 76 missiles were fired Friday in the latest Russian attack targeting Ukraine's energy infrastructure. Russian forces have damaged power lines and houses. The Remain in Mexico policy is not going anywhere.
A federal judge's ruling won't let the Biden administration and former President Trump's Remain in Mexico policy. The 2019 policy forces those seeking asylum in the U.S. to wait in Mexico until their cases are heard, including those who aren't from Mexico. I'm Dave Collins.
Gas prices have sunk to their lowest average in more than a year. AAA says the national average is $3.18, lower by 14 cents over the past week and the cheapest since September of 2021. Gas prices are averaging under $3 a gallon in 19 states. Wreaths Across America is honoring the country's greatest heroes by laying wreaths at thousands of cemeteries in every state today.
We'll be placing 2,706,000 wreaths today, saying the names of that many heroes, and you know it's just a wonderful way for people to get in touch with their history and heritage and teach their children.
Executive Director Karen Worchester tells Fox News her family has been doing this at Arlington National Cemetery every year since 1992. Wreaths are being placed at more than 3,700 cemeteries nationwide. Pope Francis honored those involved in charity work during a celebration of his 86th birthday today. There's a ceremony held at the Vatican. This is USA News.
So right now may be the perfect time for you to rethink how you pay for healthcare, and here's why. Not only is it open enrollment for a lot of people, it's also a time you can join MediShare and save even more than usual. And it's true, the typical family switching to MediShare saves $500 or more a month, which is obviously huge for a lot of people, but what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate compared to health insurance. Double. There are 400,000 members, they've shared over $4 billion in medical bills, and it really is a great community too. People encourage and pray for each other. And here's the thing, if you join MediShare Complete right now, they'll waive your new member fees and you'll save an additional 10% off all of 2023. That's right, no fee to join, 10% off every month of next year, but it's a very limited time offer. You have to sign up before December 31st. Great savings, great health care. Find out more. Call now, 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE, 833-34-BIBLE.
Lawmakers continue to hash out a spending deal. President Biden signed a short-term funding bill on Friday that keeps the government open through next week. The Senate and House passed it late in the week, sending it to the president's desk, averting a shutdown that would have started last night at midnight. Prosecutors have charged the father of the man who shot and killed 7 people and wounded dozens at the July 4th parade in Highland Park, Illinois, in suburban Chicago. Robert Cremo Jr. is charged with 7 felonies of reckless conduct for sponsoring his then 19-year-old son's application for a gun license. Robert Cremo III was indicted this summer on 21 counts of first-degree murder and 48 counts each of attempted murder and aggravated battery. The Biden administration is stepping in to try to prevent the spread of COVID-19 cases over the winter.
Health and Human Services Secretary Javier Becerra said the administration is offering more free at-home COVID tests and establishing pop-up mobile vaccination sites.
What we're doing is concentrating our efforts to make sure the communities that are most at risk get the help first and foremost.
The effort also includes providing support for health centers and nursing homes across the country. Becerra is urging you to get your updated COVID and flu vaccines. He did say the administration anticipated a rise in COVID numbers during the winter. I'm Tyler Kuehl.
A record number of guns have passed through the nation's airports this year, the TSA said Friday. They've stopped over 6,300 firearms at security checkpoints. 88% of them were loaded. The TSA expects the number to reach 6,600 by the end of the year. I'm Jeremy Scott, USA News.
Improve fuel mileage with Chevron Techron Fuel System Cleaner at O'Reilly Auto Parts. A clean fuel system can increase your vehicle's performance and gas mileage. Get Chevron Techron Fuel System Cleaner starting at $9.99 and earn 10 times O Rewards points on your purchase. Get the most out of every gallon. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts or shop O'ReillyAuto.com today.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.